Hi, everyone. It's Thursday, the 20th of December, 2018, and this is the Joe Cast as we prepare to go off on a very well-earned, deserved, and anticipated two-week winter break, which starts tomorrow. But before we left, I wanted to just talk a little bit about what the last week or so has been, and also to follow up briefly on my last podcast about the gender day, which I'll actually do first. The day itself was hugely successful. We learned a lot about how to do a day of special programming. But I think what was most heartwarming actually for many of us was the fact that we had bunches of students who came in to the day not really knowing what to expect and maybe not being very optimistic about what was going to happen. But at the end of the day, when we had reflections about what had happened, we had many students who were pleased to say that the day had been much more positive than they expected. They had actually learned a lot along the way and were pleased for what had taken place. And I think it meant that for students who weren't there, they felt that they had missed something, and that for us in school was a real measure of success. And we will go forwards and try this again next year and have a group that decides which subject we actually choose and turn that into a different kind of a day for next year. In the last couple of weeks, as we come into break, there's just a lot been going on campus, and I thought you might be interested just to hear about a little bit of a rundown on them, because I think they exemplify the different kinds of activities that go on in the school, as well as the exciting work that is actually happening. The athletic season opened last Friday, with both the boys and the girls basketball teams playing home games and in front of pretty full houses. The teams won, which was really less important than the spirit that the teams were exhibiting and the spirit of the fans in the moments where we actually are able to have a lot of fans here. It's great to see what that does and how much fun they have. The same night as that was going on, actually, we had the orchestra, the middle school and the upper school orchestras playing together, and a beautiful hour-long concert that highlighted middle school strings and then the upper school string jam as well as the orchestras, and then a joint piece together at the end. Orchestra has really grown the program over the last few years and is now to be matched with pretty much any school orchestra I've ever heard. This one actually featured the winner of our competition from last spring, and Helena Sau, class of 2021, performed a solo piece that with the orchestra that was amazing. So amazing, in fact, that we recorded it and showed it to the whole school on Monday morning, where she got very wild applause for her performance. The following night, we had the chorus and the bells winter concert, which featured all of our different bells groups and the chorus playing together and also separately, and a very fun night. Yesterday, Wednesday, we had an opening in the art gallery that featured an alum of the school, Lucy Plow, from the class of 2016, who was here not only to exhibit her art, but also gave a couple of master classes in printmaking that students were able to enjoy during the afternoon. And the reports from that were very positive. Students really feeling that it was great to have not only an alum, but a very accomplished artist already to be able to be here in the school and to show them what she does. Last week, we have a little bit of an association with a couple of the fourth grade classes, and the WISE girls, Women in Science and Engineering, have been a couple of times this year having the fourth grade girls up, and they did some chemical experiments one time, and actually this last one, they did an hour of coding, and they taught the work with the fourth grade girls all about coding. After this started last year and then into this year, the boys, feeling very jealous, wanted to start their own group, and so what they have done instead is, along with the help of the principal at the lower school and with our performing arts folks up here, have designed something called the BARF. I know it's funny, boys who are interested in arts. And so they have had a couple of sessions up here with some of our upper class dancers. And then this time they learned about the theater and played performance as well. So it was really the last few days have been exciting around the school. I think we go into the break with a lot of people very tired. There have been a lot of assessments, and kids have been working hard all week, as has the teachers. We did have this fourth week between Thanksgiving and winter break, which is the odd year when we have 4 weeks. Usually it's three. The last week has taken a toll. Everybody is tired and ready to go. And so I think tomorrow will be an especially celebratory day. On the last day of school before break, we have Jazz Rock, our big celebration going into this vacation. And I think that'll be also a very exciting and fun morning. So with that, I just wanted to wish everybody a very happy holiday. Your kids deserve a break. They deserve the rest. So I hope they're able to get it and you're able to all have a lot of fun over the next couple of weeks. I will look forward to seeing everybody in 2019. Hope you all have a great holiday and a happy new year. And with that, I sign off for 2018.